AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump engaged in a vigorous back and forth on the debate stage at Hofstra University as polls showed them locked in a tight race. Republican Trump said Clinton's energy plan would hurt the economy.
We're putting a lot of people out of work. Our energy policies are a disaster. Our country is losing so much in terms of energy, in terms of paying off our debt. You can't do what you're looking to do with $20 trillion in debt.
Democrat Clinton says Trump profited from the housing collapse.
Donald was one of the people who rooted for the housing crisis. He said back in 2006, gee, I hope it does collapse because then I can go in and buy some and make some money. Well, it did collapse.
That's called business, by the way.
9 million people lost their jobs.
Well, the verdict is in on social media. The most discussed moment of the debate on Twitter and Facebook was when Donald Trump claimed his temperament is his strongest asset. Authorities in Houston say a disgruntled lawyer wearing old Nazi emblems had two weapons and more than 2,500 rounds of live ammunition when he randomly shot at drivers before he was shot and killed by police. Police Captain Dwayne Reedy.
He was wearing a military-style apparel. I don't know exactly what nationality, what army, or anything like that. We did find some old Nazi emblems about some of his his personal effects.
Nine people were injured during Monday morning shootings on the street in front of a condo complex. A jury has found a former South Dakota police chief guilty of first-degree murder in the death of his pregnant fiancée in 2009. Prosecutors accused Russell Bertram of killing Leonela Stickney to collect more than $900,000 in insurance money. A federal judge has rejected an Ohio school district's challenge to the president's rule on transgender bathrooms. This is AP Radio News. History is made in Colombia with the signing of a historic peace accord by the government and its largest rebel movement.
FARC commander to sign the agreement.
The agreement seeks to put an end to a half century of combat. Secretary of State John Kerry.
With the signing of a peace agreement, this is an enormous step forward to end the longest running war in this hemisphere, one of the longest in the world.
A war which left more than 220,000 people dead. The commander of Fort Riley has been fired, and the Army is continuing an investigation opened last week at the Kansas base. But officials at the Pentagon aren't providing any other details. An Army spokesman would only say that Major General Wayne Grigsby was relieved of command of the 1st Infantry Division due to loss of confidence in his ability to lead. In Monday Night Football, Atlanta beat New Orleans 45-32. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.